This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's going to be a national economic effect from the coronavirus, and it's possible, likely even, that it's going to be a big deal. But it's an even bigger deal right now for small businesses in and near Seattle, one of the hotspots of COVID-19 in the United States. So we called up a couple of Seattle business owners yesterday to see how things are going.
My name is Miles Johnson, and I'm the owner of Fiori Floral Design, a floral studio in Seattle.
My name is Kat Wilcox, and I own Valoria, a small women's boutique in Seattle, Washington.
My name is Mike Donahue. I'm an independent pharmacist at Bob Johnson's Pharmacy in Seattle.
Business has been really quite good and busy because of the coronavirus. We've, sold things that we typically didn't sell very well before, masks and hand sanitizer and that sort of thing. But I think the thing that's really been more influencing our volume right now is people getting emergency supplies of medication.
Business has been good. I had not expected it to maintain at the level that it's been. And some of our businesses, weddings and events that are coming up, fingers crossed that, at the end of the month, that those will still continue.
Our weekday traffic is really quiet. Luckily, we also have been working over the past couple of years to have a much better online presence.
We have people that come in that are very much in panic-stricken mode, but the majority of people, they actually want to, be cautious. And some of them have really good reasons to be cautious. If they've got a family member that's immunocompromised, they need to be particularly cognizant of what potentially can happen and how the disease can be spread.
I've had one cancellation so far directly related to coronavirus, and it was an awards meeting at large retailer here, and they've decided that they're not going to have any large gatherings like that.
Our minimum for free shipping domestically was $150, and now we've changed it to $50. Lowering that is kind of a service to people who don't feel like they can leave their homes and are trying to be good citizens.
I was out on a delivery today that was downtown, and traffic was a breeze, which is really unusual in Seattle. I mean, we've got traffic on Sunday mornings. It's just very odd. It's kind of nice because I'm much more efficient going out and about. But it's not quite unnerving. More unnerving was going to the grocery store on Saturday and seeing the how many parking spaces there were available.
It is definitely scary to see, just as we're kind of heading into spring when things should be picking up, having sales being down by quite a bit.
That was Miles Johnson, Kat Wilcox, and Mike Donahue, all of them small business owners trying to get by in Seattle.